This episode of the BroadPod is brought to you by MTS Wireless Services. MTS is having their iPhone 6S and iPhone 6S Plus launch on September 25th. That's this Friday. And all the MTS Connect stores will be open at 8 a.m. So get there early and get your new iPhone.
Welcome to the BroadPod, strongly opinionated since 2015.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We're back. It's episode 3, y'all. Episode 3. All right. So today.
We're excited about it.
Today is an exciting day.
Mm-hmm. Mythbusters edition.
Mythbusters edition. That's right. Yeah. We're going to bust some myths.
Hell yeah.
Somebody cue the Mythbusters theme song. Okay, anyways, hi. we're going to bust some myths today. We're going to myth bust. That's really hard to say.
Myth
bust
it
myth
up.
Myth bust.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about feminism myths. Myths.
Can I go
feminism.
Off track here for a second?
No.
Okay, remember when, did you guys see when Adrian Brody pronounced Elizabeth Moss' name as Elizabeth's Moss? I can't even say it. Like, this that's so much harder to pronounce than Elizabeth Moss. Okay, anyways.
It's Elizabeth's Moths?
Yeah. Like when he was
it's very,
presenting,
like, lispy.
At the Emmys.
Elizabeth Moss.
Oh.
Look into it, folks.
All right.
Anyways.
I didn't watch the Emmys.
Moving on.
I did watch part of the Emmys. Talk about that later.
Yeah.
Let's let Lena talk.
Okay.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
Thank you. It's a beautiful floor. We're going to talk about myths surrounding feminism today. Things people think about feminism that are, like, not true or not completely true or, like, completely, totally made up and unrelated to the topic. So we're gonna delve into that. That's our theme. And, we're going to have some news. We've got two news stories that happened since the last episode. One was the Emmys. That's why we're talking about the Emmys. Viola Davis at the Emmys and her speech. So we'll talk about that in a minute. And Lady Gaga's music video. So, yeah, let's get into the news.
A broad view on current events.
All right. So let's start with Viola Davis. Okay. First off, is it Viola Davis or Viola Davis? Who can confirm this?
Viola?
Viola.
Is what I think.
Okay.
I don't know.
Sarah's. All right.
I'm the worst at names, so don't even.
All right. Well, you know what? I feel really bad if I'm wrong, but it's one of those. So anyways, let's explain what happened here. So Viola Davis, for everybody who doesn't know, she's an actress. She is in the show How to Get Away with Murder. And she won Best Actress in a Drama, I guess, would be the category that she won for her role on that show. She's the leading actress on that show. Mm-hmm. So she won the Emmy and then she gave this speech. And so we're going to play a clip of her speech. And then we'll get into we'll get into what happened.
Is something. The only thing that separates women of color from anyone else is opportunity. You cannot win an Emmy for roles that are simply not there. So here's to all the writers, the awesome people that are Ben Sherwood, Paul Lee, Peter Nowak, Shonda Rhimes.
All right, so there we go. And pretty much as soon as that happened, everybody was, you know, applauding it as, like, a very progressive and important speech at the Emmys, which it is, like. That was great. Mm-hmm. But
she was the first woman of color to win that award.
Oh, there you go. I didn't even know that. So there you go. That's why.
So it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what I think what she said got, like, taken out of people miss the point, basically. Yeah. People miss the point.
Miss the mark.
Yeah.
Yes. White feminist strikes again. So what happened? Or white feminism, I guess. White feminism strikes again. Okay. So what happened is Nancy Lee Gran, she is a soap star, went on a little Twitter rampage after she heard this and was like, sorry, I'm trying to find the tweet. I thought I pulled it up and that's why.
Well, while you're looking for that, I think this is really interesting. I saw like a paragraph here and it says like, Kate Young, author of Feminist Pop Culture blog, she was saying that white feminism is not necessarily feminism by white people. Instead, it is feminism for whites. It is like it benefits only whites. So I guess there's that. I mean, a definition of what that is, what that looks like.
Yeah. So I think, well, one of the tweets that she wrote was like, I wish I loved Viola Davis's speech, but I thought she should have let Shonda Rhimes write it. I don't know.
That's what? Weird.
But I and think then she kind of, which she, like paraphrasing, didn't she say like that's not the place in which she should be making like speeches like that? Like there wasn't the right time to say something like that. I think it was like
no
the perfect
way.
Timing
I think that
to
was
say
the perfect
something.
Time.
Yeah.
Because what she meant by it was basically like well, if there was more roles for black women, there would be more opportunity to win an Emmy. But
yeah,
but
it wouldn't be 2015 and she being the first black woman to win that award if there were more opportunities. It's like the perfect time to say that.
Absolutely.
And bring like she's letting people know maybe people were ignorant to the fact that she is the first black woman to win that award.
Yeah. Like I feel like if she said that on like Ellen and like, oh, congrats on your Emmy award, and she like said it on Ellen, it would come off different. And I don't know if it would get as much attention. I think it's a perfect time to say it.
I know. I don't see anything wrong with what she said.
Yeah. Okay. So I found this tweets. And the reason it took me so long to find them is because obviously, well, maybe not obviously, but whatever. They've been deleted. She deleted them after they got picked up by various media sources and people started ripping.
And she was probably getting harassed.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So anyways, the now deleted tweets say, I'm a fucking actress for 40 years. None of us get respect or opportunity we deserve. Emmy's not venue for racial opportunity. All women belittled.
And like then, she's mad. Has she won an Emmy? Like I don't understand.
Probably
is she mad
not.
She hasn't.
Yeah, and then she also criticized Viola Davis for quoting Harriet Tubman because she says it's an unfair comparison because Harriet Tubman. Well, I mean, we know what Harriet Tubman did. Viola Davis is an actress, and so she's saying that it's an unfair comparison. Which I don't.
This just makes you think of like the whole Black Lives Matter and people who respond with All Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
She's like, all women are belittled here because she's talking about how black women don't have opportunity. But you're like missing the point again.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
Because there's been a category for women at the Emmys. I would assume the entire time the Emmys have been on. Like,
yeah.
Or if not, it would be very close to it. But anyways, that's not the point. I mean, there's always roles for women, but there's not necessarily roles for women of color.
Well, and that's the thing. And you even hear women of color say, like, they'll be denied a role because they're, you know, for the sole fact that they are black. And it's like, oh, we didn't write it for a black woman. And it's like, you know, the opportunity just isn't there. Like, I remember watching something with Halle Berry. I forget which movie it was, but it was written for a white woman, and Halle Berry like connected with the character, and she said, "I have to get this part," and she fought and fought and fought, and finally got the part. I don't know why the movie's name is escaping me right now, but you know, like she just didn't take no for an answer. Mm-hmm. Like she fought for that part, so it's kind of like, you know, it again. She was the door was closed on her because she was black.
Mm-hmm. And like yeah. we have, like I do, I think we all recognize that there are, like, there is inequality in Hollywood between men and women and roles in general.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there is still that other level,
yeah,
where racism comes into play, and it's yeah. not just about feminism and equality.
Yeah,
that you have to recognize that there are levels and different complexities to it. Like we talked about this before,
mm-hmm.
and she's just, it's like the whole like Black Lives Matter to All Lives Matter. Well, of course, that's not what we're saying with that. That's not what she's saying.
Yeah.
That's not what Viola Davis is saying in this speech. She's not trying to belittle all women. She's doing the complete opposite, but she's just stating.
Yeah.
When she was the first Black woman in 2015 to ever win this award.
Right, right.
She's just bringing recognition to that and saying that.
She had the opportunity to grab that role. If it wasn't for that opportunity, she wouldn't have been standing there.
Yeah.
I mean, if that person didn't write that script for a Black woman or character for a Black woman, you know, it, like, it's just, it's complicated. It's complicated.
Yeah.
Well, and but even, I don't get why you'd be against what she said and take it offensively. Like, it's not offensive.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I'm not, I'm not sure what happened there. But then, yeah, then again, all those tweets have been deleted now. She's apologized and said, you know, like, I was wrong. That's not what I meant by what I've said.
She apologized because she's sorry?
No, I imagine it's probably because she got called out.
Yeah.
That's generally what happens in those situations. It's not because they don't regret what they're doing. It's because they were publicly shamed for it. Yeah. But, like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems unreasonable that every single time a Black woman does something successfully, the white feminists misunderstand and, like, we're having this conversation again. Like, we literally had this conversation about Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus and Nicki Minaj two weeks ago.
2 weeks ago,
yeah. And we're having it again.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you just be happy? I don't know. Like, I don't know why it has to be, like, and why you have to take it to a public platform to talk about your, like, disgust with the fact that she made this speech. Yeah. I don't know. It just boggles my mind.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, let's move on. I'm sure we'll have this conversation again because it seems to keep happening.
It keeps popping up.
So we're going to talk about another thing that launched over the weekend, which was Lady Gaga's new music video for the song.
It makes me so sad.
Till It Happens to You. Is that what the song's called?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to play a little clip of the song and we'll put the link to her video on our Twitter page.
Tell me it gets better in time. You say I pull myself together, pull it together, you'll be fine. Tell me what the hell do you know, what do you know? Tell me how the hell could you know?
Alrighty, so the context behind that song is it's about sexual assault at universities and how common it is, and how nothing's really being done about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the video itself is horribly, horribly disturbing. It literally does depict,
like, then you get
sexual
the message.
Assault.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
To really, to hopefully drive the point home.
Yeah.
I think it's three different storylines.
Yeah, three different storylines. Well, which is horrifying.
Yeah, what's interesting about the video is kind of like, there's this kind of, you know, even among women,
we were talking about this earlier.
Yeah, like who have or have not been sexually assaulted, but it's kind of like a us versus them, or not us versus them, but it's like us and them. So it's like, if it hasn't happened to you, you can't really place yourself. And, you know, and I think for, like, men and women, men and, like, women can watch this and place themselves and feel empathetic, you know, because there's
well, how it starts off, like, it's in a college university setting, like starts one of the stories is in a dorm room. She's talking to a guy that she knows. Starts off like a normal thing, like they're doing homework or something. Another one's like at a college party, these two girls, and then it shows them getting roofied. And there's another girl who's changing in a washroom.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy comes in. And then they all get sexually assaulted.
So what do we think about this? Do we think this is an effective method to, like, really drive the point home that this is a goddamn problem that needs to be dealt with?
Well, yeah. I think, like Savard was saying, if it hasn't happened to you, it kind of is a way to put yourself into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Along with, like, the music and the song, it's very... stirs feelings.
Yeah.
Like, it makes me emotional.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely glad she did it. Mm-hmm.
And a portion of all the proceeds from the sale of the song are being donated to organizations helping survivors of sexual assault.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go.
So, there's that. But I think it does really bring awareness to the issue because there are all these articles that are being written and stories out there of this being a problem and nothing's really...
Mm-hmm.
It's still a problem.
And again, it's like you can read an article and you don't necessarily place yourself to where you know
yeah,
you
you're like,
emotionally
that's
you don't
awful,
place yourself. Yeah, you just think, "Oh, that's awful," or whatever, and you kind of just like can move on with your day. But I think when she's providing visuals for you, you know, really, and they're graphic visuals,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And you see the expression on these women's faces. You know, you can really, really place yourself in...
Well, in the situations, she does, like, the three different situations, how they start off, like, they're just, like, another day. Like,
yeah.
You can, like, she's just doing homework with a friend.
Yeah.
Like, she's
yeah.
at a party. They yeah. all go to, like, people go to parties in college, house yeah. parties. And it just shows how that all happens. But you should watch the video.
Yeah. Yes, I agree.
Or listen to the song.
Everyone should watch the video for sure.
There's definitely needs to be a content warning on it because it.
There is.
There is
okay,
a trigger
well,
warning.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's
exactly.
a content warning at the beginning that it's graphic.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I think the more important thing there is that it's a trigger warning
well,
as
yeah,
opposed to a
think,
content warning.
Exactly. I think yeah. if you are if it is something that you will be triggered by, don't watch it.
Yeah,
but
of course.
I think it's important for other people to kind of, you know, absorb that message.
Right.
For sure. Yeah.
And if you don't want to watch it, even just listen to the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
yeah.
the emotion that you can get from the song is very
and the two
much
paired
the
together
same.
Is yeah.
Yeah. So that's your homework.
And I love the
go
end
watch
of
that
it
song.
Though. So mm-hmm. it shows the women going through this.
Yeah.
And then how they deal with it after. And this is all brief, like, you know, this is a 5-minute video.
Mm-hmm.
But how they're struggling with dealing with that and they're kind of internalizing it and don't have anywhere to go. And then eventually, like, it shows them telling people and sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And at first it says, like, I'm worthless. And there are these messages on their bodies.
Yeah.
That are written. And then it changes to, like, I am worthy. And how, like, because that is, like, the aftermath of sexual assault and women
yeah.
being able to deal with that. And the message that is coming out in this video is being able to talk about it because that's still an issue. And like being
yeah.
able to come forward about that and not feel ashamed or worthless
yeah.
or less than.
Yeah.
So I did really like that whole message was in there at the end.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's really trying to put you in the shoes of the victim, but then also trying to reduce the stigma surrounding sexual assault
mm-hmm.
as well, which is really
yeah.
important.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good work, Lady Gaga.
Props.
No more just dancing. Now we're changing lives. You go. Yeah. All right, let's bust some myths.
Okay.
All right. So we want to start with what is a feminist? So it's pretty simple. You want to pull up some definitions. Like I got one here. A feminist is a person. Just note on that person, male or female, who believes in the social, political, and economic equality of the sexes.
You may have heard
Ta-da.
That in Beyonce's song.
Yep.
That's her definition.
That's my jam.
All right. Sav, do you have the dictionary.com definition? Let's get into that.
It just says the advocacy of women's rights on the grounds of political, social, and economic equality to men.
All right.
Yeah.
And I've got one here. This is the top definition on Urban Dictionary. Someone who believes the radical notion that women are people.
Oh my
so there
goodness.
You go. There you go.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's good. Actually, I mostly went on Urban Dictionary.
I love the sarcasm.
I know, right? I just love the tone.
Yeah. I went on here because I was pretty sure it was going to be a bunch of disgusting things, and that's why we were going to pull it up to sort of like start debunking it.
Yeah.
But it's actually pretty good. Like, the second definition is person who believes that men and women are equal, though not necessarily the same, and should be entitled to equal rights, equal treatment, and equal opportunity. Like, that's pretty accurate, I would say.
Yeah. These people got a hold of what it is.
this one's not bad. Is anyone who can read between the lines of misogyny and then with grace and intelligence acts appropriately to fight against it. So, I mean,
Yeah.
And then,
good stuff.
Okay, wait, I have to share this last one. This is ridiculous. So the sixth definition of a feminist is a straight male who doesn't express enthusiasm towards chauvinistic remarks. What? Okay, we need to get off Urban Dictionary.
Okay, so I'm going to get into the myths. First one we got here is that feminists hate men.
And reject
femininity. I think I'm a pretty feminine person.
Chloe?
Yeah?
What are you wearing today?
A skirt.
Done. Nailed it. Debunked. But this is so stupid because like...
But even like femininity in the way like, I don't know, it's not even just what you wear.
No, I don't.
Doing like feminine things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it makes no sense though because it's like, feminists hate men. Okay, well then why would all three of us be in straight relationships if we were agreeing?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean that is really...
There's men I hate, but I think everyone feels
there's
that
probably
way.
Women you hate too.
Exactly.
I just hate people in general. That doesn't make me less of a feminist. I just love my dogs more. Okay?
Maybe you're just a bad feminist.
I am.
Talk about that later.
Ooh, let's talk about it.
I don't think feminists hate men at all. That's just missing the point again. Like, we're not trying to do...
No.
Like, we're not being misogynists against men. What is the word for that? I don't even know.
Well, it's like... It's
Man-sogynist. I just made that up.
Sure. Well, that was like when I was saying how they put feminism and misogyny on the same fence. Because misogyny, the direct translation of that is hatred toward women.
Yeah.
But that's not what, you know, feminism is.
No.
So it's not on the same fence at all. Like,
no.
It's just, it's almost like a deflection. It's like, I don't know. It's like you're just distracting from the point.
Yeah. And I guess they're thinking, and like they... A lot of times there's like a myth that against like tradition and maybe men because like they don't want to get married because like
patriarchal
system. Okay. Well, they talk about it a bit in the first myth too.
Oh, okay.
But
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And like hate the opposite sex. Like that's not at all. Like I think we all have tons of male friends and whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
But and then I think the concept of rejecting femininity is really weird. Because you're right, it's not just the clothes you wear. It's like, it's things like, you know, cutting all your hair off and not wearing makeup and not shaving or whatever.
Like, feminism isn't that all women become men and we just get rid of femininity and we're all just take on masculinity. Like, that's no, like, we're talking about equality of both sides.
And that would just be completely counteractive.
Yeah,
like it's
it
like
doesn't
we
make
hate
sense.
Men, but also we're gonna become men.
Yeah,
we're gonna take all their traits. Like,
it's weird.
Well, and I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know. It's. I don't know what I was gonna get at.
I'm just thinking of like feminists. Like, when you think of a really bad description of a feminist, you're like, oh, she's got shaved head, short hair. Doesn't wear makeup, wears really oversized clothes, and doesn't shave.
Like
now, if we're describing that, okay, I'm just thinking to like the other day when I didn't want to shave, it's because I'm lazy. I didn't want to put makeup on today because I'm lazy and I'm tired.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with me rejecting femininity because every so often when I feel like I have the energy to do those things, I will do them for myself.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with what anybody else thinks of me for doing it. It's just...
And I think...
Or that you're a feminist.
Like putting everyone
true.
A neat little box, right? It's kind of like, oh, this is what a feminist looks like.
Yeah.
And it's like, a feminist looks like anybody who, well, yeah.
Looks like any person you could think of. Like
just walk
if
down
you identify
the street,
as like, a feminist, you're a feminist.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Myth debunked.
Yeah.
Myth two. Feminists are supposed to defy tradition.
Oh, I love this one.
I think we talked about this on the broadcast last year, and it
made
me
changing the last name.
Extremely enraged.
Yeah, I love this one.
This is another thing of like, this has nothing to do with anybody else but the person that's involved with it.
Well, and also, it's all about choice, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And that's the thing is like, feminism is kind of promoting the idea that you have, you know, the freedom to choose how you go about life. So
right.
If you decide marriage is important to you, then go get married.
Mm-hmm. There's tax benefits for it. So yeah, there you
like,
go.
If it's not that important to you, you don't have to get married. Like
either way, you're not less of a feminist.
Yeah. You can be a married feminist. That's totally cool. I mean, who cares?
But we're fighting for equality, not like back in the day when women needed to get married because they couldn't work or anything like that. Like, no, we're allowed to work. We're allowed to vote. We can go out and make our own choices, make our own money, do our own thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah.
The deal is like
what do you think of like the changing the name thing
that is so dumb because I know now I'm gonna probably change my last name solely because I don't like my last name, not what it means, not the family values or anything like that. It's because I was made fun of for my last name when I was like 8, so
and this is your way out.
This is my way out, y'all. I'll marry somebody with a super common ass last name and it will never be a problem again. And then my kids will never be made fun of for having a last name that's a proper noun. No, I guess it's not a proper noun, but whatever. That's my choice. It's not because I'm like, oh, I'm becoming my husband or something. Like, no, that literally did not cross my mind at all. And I made that decision long before there was any propositions of marriage. Not that there are any propositions of marriage. Everybody calm down. But still, like, you
Lena's
know what I mean?
Got some news.
I'm engaged to some pizza. Okay,
like,
anyways.
I would never even entertain the idea of changing my last name.
Right.
For me, it's like, that's my idea. Yeah. It's my identity. And
I don't know if I would because I'm so like, Chloe Ross Rogerson. That's my name.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It's your brand now.
Yeah.
I feel like that sounds weird, but it like you actually do have a personal brand. That's not you know, like
true.
Especially when now being in all of us are in communications industries, it's not like we can just live our lives anonymously anymore. Yeah. We're all on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
And it's totally individual, like we said.
Yeah.
It's how you your last name and your name means to you.
Yeah.
Like if you have a bad relationship with your name and like you don't really like to identify it, you'd
or
probably
also,
be
if you,
down to change it.
If you do think that, you know, how do I say this? If you think that it's like, it's something that it's important to you and that you want to, because some people change their last name because it's almost like you become one, like a family unit. Under a household.
Yeah, that's true.
Your kids will have the same last name as you.
Mm-hmm.
If you decide to, you know, take your husband's last name and that whole thing, or if you decide to give your children your husband's last name.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and another thing we could talk about too is women choosing to give their children their last name.
Or guys taking women's last names.
Yeah.
Well,
the other way around, yeah.
Well, I know I can think of examples of both of those.
Yeah.
Or like married men with, what is that called? Chloe, what's your last name? Hyphenated?
Hyphenated.
Yeah. There we go.
Like my mom's Ross, my dad's Rogerson.
Yeah.
Right.
Mine's a mix.
Yeah. Right. But there are married men with hyphenated last names because they've combined the family unit, like you were saying.
And I love that.
That's
a great idea.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would entertain that idea, but I do love that. I think that's a good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So again, whatever works for you.
Yeah.
And
I think it's, I don't know. For me, my last name is my mom's last name.
Right.
And like when I was born, my mom and dad were together, but she decided that me and my brother would have her last name.
Right. Do you know why?
I'm not really sure.
Yeah, because some people, like, it's all about choice, but there are, Like, I know people who have their mom's last name solely for tax reasons.
Oh,
like there are a lot of factors. Yeah. It's not just
like my middle name is my dad's last name.
Right.
And then my last name is my mom's last name.
Right.
But yeah, like my mom told me to drop the Ross and just go by like Chloe Rogerson. But I'm so used to being Chloe Ross Rogerson. Like, I can't. I'm like, no, that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many factors that go into it. It really is. It's about choice.
Yeah.
That's like, I feel like that's what most of these break down.
Yeah.
Like at the most simple, like the lowest level. Thing.
Yeah. It's like, it's up to you, girl. Like,
make your own choices.
No one's saying, oh, you and identify as a feminist, so now you like can't do this and you can't. That's not like, that's so.
But yeah, feminism is about being equals and being able to make these choices.
Yeah. Correctamundo. I was going to say something else, but I stopped myself. Okay, so we have myth 3. Is feminists blame others for their problems?
Oh, we're whiny.
So I think the context behind this is like, institutions and society and whatever is what is making
this goes into women against feminism.
Oh my goodness. I can't even. You know what I read? Okay, there's this website, everyone. Women against feminism, look for it. We're not posting it.
We're not gonna post that on our Twitter without context, because it's gonna look really weird. But it's womenagainstfeminism.tumblr.com.
But there's like this first post here, and it's like, I don't need feminism because, and then one says like, I can fight my own battles. Mm-hmm. I like having my shirt on. That's fine. Me too.
Yeah.
I love being called.
Never leave home without it.
I love being called sexy bitch. I mean, that's cool. I don't think women are better than men. I just neither like fucking I. them better than men. Amazing. Eloquent. And gorgeous.
Another one's like, I don't need feminism because I can think for myself, or because I'm willing to quit my job and put my dream of becoming a mechanic to be a housewife and stay at home. That's fine. That's
cool. That is like feminism. What is wrong with that? Like, yeah. What you're saying is actually not against feminism. What you're saying is like, great, you have the choice to choose that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand. I can't wrap my head around these girls. Like, they just don't understand.
I think we can all think for ourselves, and we would be okay if someone wanted to quit their job and stay home, and that'd be great.
Yeah. There's one here. It's like the sweet looking girl or woman, and she's like, I don't need feminism because I'm enjoying my role as a supportive wife. I love that my man is the head of my household, and I value being a stay-at-home mom over, what does that say, slaving for a corporation while neglecting my family.
Oh Lord. I think the best one that I found on here so far is the one that says, I don't need feminism. Feminism promotes making men our men are enemies. Men aren't our enemies. Signed, an anti-feminist.
Didn't we just say that?
Not at all.
Not?
I wish people that are making these points, like, you know what? If you have done your research and really understand what you're talking about and you still think that you're against feminism, fine.
Yeah.
But like, some of these, you clearly have no concept.
Any anti-feminists out there can come talk to us and just explain. Maybe we could have a chat.
Come fight us.
Yeah, like totally. Because it's kind of like we would sit across from them and be like, that's really great.
Oh,
like,
this one's amazing, guys.
Yeah, you choose to be a stay-at-home mom. That's really great that you can do that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't
understand. I'm not against that at all.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Okay, like, listen to this one.
I don't know what the problem is here. I don't see a discrepancy.
No.
I'm dying over here. You need to hear this one.
Okay.
I don't need feminism because I don't need to grow out my body hair to prove I'm equal to men.
Oh my goodness.
These are people, there are all these myths of feminism that we're talking about. They believe them because that's what feminism is, that we reject femininity. That's what that one is.
Yeah. Ugh.
The other one was that we hate men. Like, no, that's, none of those are true.
Some of these are a little bit different though. Like this one, I'm not sure about this one. This one says, I don't need feminism because feminists think that sex workers like me deserve to be raped and murdered for collaborating with the patriarchy. They fight to pass laws that put sex workers in danger to punish us.
What? No, they don't.
I was going to say, that seems very weird.
What did you read that mean? Again? What?
Okay.
Where is this?
Feminists think that sex workers like me deserve to be raped and murdered for collaborating with the patriarchy. They fight to pass laws that put sex workers in danger to punish us. Because, like,
no, I don't know about that, because there's a lot of women advocacy groups that are kind of pushing, like right now in Winnipeg where we live, the police were, they did, what was it? It was kind of some, I forget what it was called. It was like Project Something. And it was like they are starting to know the women by name. And they're a lot, like they're able to approach them now because what they've done is they've decriminalized. Have they decriminalized like officially prostitution? I'm not sure, but they've like, they're trying to arrest Johns. So, I don't know how to explain this. This is very hard to like explain.
Well, they're protecting women. They realize the power imbalance, and they're arresting the Johns, not the women.
My first thought on that was like, yeah, but that's bad for business. Yeah, they're like victims of circumstance. That's so true, 100%. And a lot of those women, like, it's sad what they're, you know, what they're going through. But at the same time, it's like they do need the money, right? Or else they wouldn't be doing it. So I don't know. It's a tough topic.
Yeah,
that is rough.
But I wouldn't say I was like...
I don't think any of us would say that we want anyone to be raped or murdered.
No.
And that I really think that that's not what feminists fight for.
Yeah.
To put anyone in any kind of danger like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Because they're saying what is passing laws to make sex work more difficult?
Yeah, that's what they're saying, but I don't think that's necessarily true, but I don't know. We've definitely, like, floated into uncharted waters here. We don't really have a lot of information on the top of our hand, whatever the expression is right now.
Like, if there are laws that are changed, I don't think that's necessarily a reflection of feminism. If it's, you know, if there are laws that are changed that affect prostitution, like, I don't think it's feminism at work.
Yeah, not necessarily, since most laws are, you know, like, dealt with by government bodies and governing bodies, so on and so forth. Like, it's not...
obviously, there can be, like, outside groups that have an effect on that, but it's not like, I don't know, is there a bunch of, like, feminist advocacy, women's advocacy groups that are fighting, like, I don't know. I don't know enough about this.
I know. We need to get back into chartered territory.
Okay.
All right. Feminism only benefits women is myth number four.
I'm scratching my lip, sorry.
I don't think that's true.
Feminism only benefits women.
Well, first off, your definition of women is can be skewed, I guess.
Like, sure.
Tackle that one first.
Yeah. What is a woman?
Someone who identifies as a woman.
There you go. So, first off, you're not. It's not solely benefiting women, or at least cisgendered women.
I think it's benefiting men. It's like 100%.
How?
Like we
break it down. Break it down.
Well, we're talking about gender roles, and if women are supposed to be submissive and like emotional, men are supposed to be like dominant and like stiff upper lip. But we're like, with feminism, everyone should be able to explore like the entire range of the gender scale and like emotional scale. Like everyone should be okay to be like a strong, independent person. You should be okay to like let your guard down and open up and cry and whatever. Like, and we should be okay with all of that on both spectrums of the gender.
Yeah. Scale. And I think that men benefit from feminism because I think there's a really unfair pressure placed on men in society. And I think like that whole phrase, like be a man or man up, like, you know, those kind of phrases are really hurtful because like, what does that mean? You know, like, or grow some balls, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and it's just kind of...
Or you throw like a girl, which is offensive to both sides.
Yeah, and like there's some like dudes out there that just don't fit into that, you know, pretty little box. And I don't think that that's fair that there is even a pretty little box set up that says here's a man's man. Mm-hmm. You know, like mm-hmm. it's so I think that's where feminism does benefit men, because it's really, you know, you want both sexes to be equal.
And we're trying to like deconstruct gender stereotypes.
Yeah, and it's like, if you are a man's man, that's totally cool. But if you're not, then you're not. And that's cool too. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah.
I think we can solve this problem very simply. Hmm. We just need to like stop calling it feminism and just start calling it equality.
Humanism. Well, that's the other thing. People, yeah, it's just like there are all these connotations that people have and all these like theories and myths and ideas about the word mm-hmm. feminism that there are so many people that don't even want to associate themselves with it.
Right.
And it just, yeah, muddies the waters of what is it.
Yeah. So just start calling it like equality.
Yeah.
Between everyone.
Yeah.
But that is what that means.
I know. but it's what you're just saying. It's the title.
I don't feel like we should have to get rid of the word.
No, but I mean, that's where all the connotations come from, is it not?
It is.
It's from that title.
Well, even like going back to that like women against feminism thing, I read this one thing this girl put, and it said one of her things was, I don't need feminism because, and then down a bit, it said, I have been shamed by them for not fitting in with their ideas. And I think like she kind of has a point in the sense that maybe like not a point, but like maybe in her personal experience, mm-hmm. when she's run into feminists, she's kind of, maybe they did make her feel like she.
But there are people in the extreme of anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. That's not a valid, like, that's not a valid representation of what right. it actually is. Like, there right. are extremists in anything.
Yes.
Well, and maybe she's talking about people that she assumed were feminists, but are just.
Well, and they could have been feminists, but they could be like hardcore, yeah. extreme, like feminism. Well, and yeah, they might have associated with some of the myths. Like, maybe they didn't like men. Like, maybe they yeah. were like, you know.
Well, and you have people like. Where you have people who aren't the kind of people who it's like live and let live. So like there are some people, let's say Lena were to say, oh, you know, I'm definitely like changing my name, you know, blah, 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 when I get married. And it's like she could be sitting across from someone that's like, that's stupid. Why would you mm-hmm. do that?
Oh, that's,
you know, that's against
exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you take that experience and you say all feminists are like that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that it can be easy to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's unfortunate.
Well,
but
your personal experience and everything plays into
exactly,
all that.
Exactly, it molds you.
Well, exactly.
So,
but that's not a proper reflection of
no,
what we're talking about.
And I mean, maybe yeah. one day these people will open their hearts and minds.
But and the people who have those experiences, I think, should also recognize that that's like on the extreme end of it.
Right.
Right.
Like we're three examples of, I think, feminists that are like live and let live. Like,
yeah.
if someone
yeah.
wants to change the name, that's none of my business. Someone doesn't want yeah. it, that's also none of my business. But you have the choice to do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. Either
yeah,
way,
and I'll support it either way. It
yeah.
doesn't
yeah.
matter. Yeah.
That's true. All right.
And like, I see that Carrie has this up, but I was just going to say, like, feminism, like, we're just like humanists. We're like for the equality and like well-being of everyone.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah. All right. We have two more myths to debunk. So number five is, we don't need feminism anymore. Now, this is confusing because I get it, but
did we make it? Are we all like, we have
we
in
did
a perfect
it, guys.
Society?
We did it.
Don't need it no more. Let's
but
just get rid of it.
Like, it's big. That statement in itself is very vague. Like, maybe we don't need first wave feminism anymore.
Yeah.
But even that's not necessarily true. Like, we're on what, third wave now or whatever yeah. they want to call it. Like, I don't know. Because now you're getting into the specifics of things. So it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah, maybe women have the right to vote now, but they certainly don't have the right to vote across the across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Nor do
Is
they.
It's like America and like North America doesn't need feminism anymore.
Well, and like, well, but even people that have the right to vote aren't exercising their right to vote for you know, various reasons, yeah, like fear mongering for one. Like,
yeah,
like if you still have to fear going to the polls, even though you are legally allowed to be there, mm-hmm, as a woman, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a huge problem.
And that's,
and there are still so many issues, like issues around reproductive rights.
Why are we fighting for that again?
And you say we don't need feminism? Like, no.
Yeah.
Let people choose what they want to do with their bodies.
Like I was reading, I was telling you guys about this yesterday, Lenny Letters, which is
yes,
with Lena Dunham and Jenny Croner.
Yeah.
Connor, sorry.
Connor.
And they've talked to Jenny Connor's mom, who told them about when she had gotten an abortion, and they were talking to Jenny Connor's mom and a friend of hers. Mm-hmm. And I think it was the friend that had had an abortion previous to Roe v. Wade and then had also had one after Roe v. Wade went through, and was talking about the different experience that was. And then it was so sad at the end that, like, how they're talking about how they can't believe they have to have this fight again.
Yeah.
That they went through that, they, like, were able to have an abortion in the States and everything legal and get the care that they need and make the choices that they want to make choices about, about their body, and that after all these years and all that progress, they're having to have that fight again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's sad.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't really understand what goes on in the States.
No.
I don't know. That whole thing is pretty confusing.
There even still talks about it here, though. But, like, Harper just doesn't touch it.
Yeah, but he's just, I don't even know. I don't even know. Like, I don't even know why. Does he bring it up? Like, why does he bring it up? Like, why is it an issue?
He doesn't because he knows it won't fly.
Oh, okay. I was like, don't tell me he's bringing it up.
No, he doesn't. I mean, other conservatives do, but he.
But they are, like, the Conservative Party is against it, isn't it?
Yeah, but they just don't ever bring it up because they know it's going to cause controversy. So they, like, Harper's team make sure it's
if
never...
the waters change, then they could bring it up, they would,
right?
Yeah,
but if anything happens in this next election and it's not Harper in charge anymore,
yeah,
for Trudeau to be in charge, you know that's that conversation's gonna end because it was his dad that legalized it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, maybe we'll wait and see what happens there. But, I mean, it's not
I
that
couldn't
it's...
imagine having that, like, have that.
I don't even think it would happen in Canada.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I feel like there's too many progressive people in this country that would be up in arms.
Exactly.
But who knows?
Because you imagine? I couldn't imagine.
No. No.
People would be up in arms, yeah.
Oh, God, it would be insane.
I'd march down there.
Mm-hmm.
So fast.
Okay, so we get to the last one.
Yields.
Oh, that's interesting.
There's one definition of feminism.
Now, this is stupid because we literally just did this and there's 15. But, like, do we really, like, I don't know. So,
well, and we kind of, like, brought it up, too, with, like, just with that last example I gave where I said, like, if you said, you know, I'm changing my name when I get married.
Right.
You could sit across from someone.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
who says, you know, whatever.
Well, what was bizarre about that, like, the real life experience of that happening was that happened at like a family dinner kind of thing. So, and I would think that the people I was talking to, mm-hmm, I wouldn't say that they would necessarily identify as feminist.
Yeah.
As feminists. I mean, they probably wouldn't not.
Yeah.
And they're definitely progressive people. So maybe it was almost like overly progressive.
Yeah.
It was like unnecessarily progressive. It was moving into that category of like very, very aggressive feminism to the point where it's like there's only one way to do this properly, and the proper way is to not change your name, I guess, and not it's missing that key component of like choice, not just
go like on. I don't know. And feminism is about not being defined and constricted within this tight little box.
Mm-hmm.
But then some people just, it's like you go from one box to another box. And that's not the point.
Yeah.
Let's get rid of the box.
Yeah.
Let's go outside the box.
I think that's what third wave feminism is more moving towards people's right to choose as opposed to people's being forced into
one role boxes to another role.
Yeah.
That's all it would be.
Yeah.
I don't see that as very progressive.
It's not. It's, anti-progressive, I would say, if anything, because forcing people to do anything they don't want to do is not
progressive. You're just changing the rules, but it's like the same game. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like we're using a lot of weird like tropes that are unnecessary. And if we were writing, we'd get it slashed. It's like,
sorry. Ooh.
Yeah. But here, I like this because it says like there's the myth is there's one definition of feminism, and then it says like feminism means different things to different people.
That's true.
And then instead of asking all women what all women want, it's much easier to ask what you want and create a plan for achieving it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Which I think all the things like, we just talked about, like every single point, that was like the underlying message.
Yeah. It's like if you want to do that thing, you
do you.
You should be allowed to do the thing without somebody else telling you you can't.
Right.
That's all we're saying.
Long story short, this podcast was 1 hour for no reason. Just live your life.
In conclusion,
live your life.
Do you.
Hashtag broad life. Okay. Should we plug some stuff? Like,
yippers.
We discussed.
You do you, Lena.
Now we're going to plug. Okay. All right. Well, here we go. Episode 3. Is wrapping up, and we are proud to say our episodes are now on iTunes, finally. So go subscribe to us on iTunes. Search the bod pod. You could search that. I'm sure that's
the bod pod
is probably a thing.
Yeah, I'm sure it's,
so search it.
Excellent content. But also search the broad pod. Subscribe to us. We're on iTunes. Our episodes go up every Thursday around 5-6, something like that. Don't know how quickly they go on iTunes, but whatever. And yeah, we are also going to be played on Red River Radio very soon. So Tuesdays at 8, so if you tune in, listen live at radio.rrc.ca, we'll be on at 8. We're starting with the first episode next week, I believe. So if you are on episode 3 and you're like, I'm so confused. There's so much content that I missed. Just wait. You can listen to it live on Red River.
Or if you want to listen to it again.
Oh, that too. Oh, my God. All right. So, yeah.
Have our three little voices in the background.
Yeah. Of your commute, of your jog, of your laundry. Just listen to us all the time. And we have Twitter. It is at the broad pod. It used to be at the broadcast RRC, but we figured out how to change it. How exciting. So that at the broadcast RRC on Facebook. Eventually it's going to become the broad pod as well, hopefully. And we have a WordPress account, which is thebroadpod.wordpress.com. We are also moving into other social media, and we hope to have those launched by next week. So hopefully that'll be some sweet content online in other places. Savs, do you have any search engines you'd like to plug this week?
I only like Google.
Oh, okay.
You don't even use Google. I'm a slave. You get to Google. Me to use Google.
That's true.
Do you want to plug like social media platforms?
I like Google assistant. Something, and then I like click on like the first or second link, and if I haven't found what I needed to find by the second link, I just close the whole thing.
She turns to Chloe and says, "Figure this out."
Yeah, I'm the worst researcher. Hear that, debate team?
You don't worst. Get you don't follow the trail and
oh my goodness.
Dig deep.
Yeah.
No. All right. Okay. Well, I think we're done now. We ran out of things to plug, so
goodbye.
Goodbye. See you next Thursday.